SBS Radio.
Ancient Aboriginal site of great historical and cultural value was destroyed for mining. NITV's WA reporter Rangi Hirini explains.
Anger has been building ever since photos emerged of two destroyed rock shelters. On Sunday, Rio Tinto detonated an area near Junker George, 60 kilometres northwest of Mount Tom Price in Western Australia's Pilbara region, destroying the ancient shelters, which dated back 46,000 years.
Company Rio Tinto detonated the two sites in accordance with permission granted in 2013, despite archaeologists finding artefacts dating 46,000 years. NITV's Rangi Hirini explained.
The mining company were legally allowed to blast the area after they were granted permission to excavate by the former Liberal government back in 2013 under Section 18 of the state's Aboriginal Heritage Act.
Minister Ben Wyatt says the Aboriginal Heritage Law needs to change. However, this process is very complex and requires community consultations. NITV Radio's Bertrand Tungandame explains.
Currently, meetings can only be held in the cyberspace, whereas face-to-face discussions with elders and community organizations are most appropriate. Ben Wyatt said he will hold consultations as soon as practicable and expects for a new law to be passed by the end of the year.
Here's Ben Wyatt talking to the ABC.
I'm keen to get that going again. I'm, in fact, red hot to get that going again. The consultation on the Aboriginal Heritage Act, it's very difficult to do via Zoom. You actually do need to speak to people in groups. So we'll hopefully get that going again very shortly.
Minister Wyatt says his department was unaware that the blast was going to occur.
Native Title Council CEO Jamie Law said that what happened in the Pilbara is no exception. He says similar destructions of Aboriginal heritage and cultural sites occur in other jurisdictions right across the country.
Jamie Law spoke to NITV.
It happens every state, every jurisdiction. Aboriginal cultural heritage is being destroyed.
NITV's Rangi Hirini says the company stated it works with traditional owners.
A spokesperson for Rio Tinto said in a statement that the mining company has worked constructively with the Punta Kunti, Kuramara and Pinakara people on a range of heritage matters and, where possible, had modified its operations to avoid heritage impacts. Minister Wyatt says he hopes to introduce the newly drafted Aboriginal Heritage Act legislation to State Parliament by the end of the year.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.